Rave Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. As you know, the Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. And, of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. But today, we are part of our Infocom series. We're moving quickly towards Infocom, just a couple weeks away. And today, we're joined by a special guest, Mark Bonifacio. Did I say that right, Mark? Did I get that right?
Close enough. Good enough. Thank you.
Mark is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Sony's Visual Presentation Solutions, and you guys just today made some big announcements about four new laser models. You were the first company in the industry with a laser product, and now you've really taken the lead with four new products.
Yeah, Gary, thanks for pointing that out in that lead-in. Yeah, that's exactly right. About two years ago at Infocom, we introduced our first laser projector, the FHZ55, a 4,000 lumen laser, blue light laser, phosphor, projector, and we've really taken the industry by storm. That projector right now, in its class, is achieving almost a 40 to 50% market share on a monthly basis. It's really unbelievable. We followed that up a year later with our second generation, a 7,000 lumen model. And now at Infocom 2015, we are going to introduce four new models, as you mentioned, which we're proud to say is our third generation of laser projectors. So, the great thing is you learn from the from the past. So each year, besides we're introducing new SKUs at different price points, different lumens, we're also improving the process a little bit each year.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys definitely had a big, excited everybody a lot a couple of years ago with the first laser product. And of course, last year, with the market share you guys have been able to build, that's very impressive. And this year, with these four new models, which were just launched, and you can read all about it on our website at ravepubs.com. And of course, Sony will be exhibiting Infocom in booth 2200. You can't miss it, obviously. Sony's, always one of the most popular booths on the show floor. Your two products, if I read everything right and I make sure and I understand everything right, you have two that are 4K resolution and two that are WXGA resolution. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And for anybody that follows any of the trades or the the web advertisement type stuff, you'll notice that Sony has basically two campaigns going on right now. One focused on laser light engine projectors and another focused on 4K projectors. And really, this year at Infocom, we kind of have a mashup of the two with our 4K laser projectors. So, let me tell you a little bit about the projectors. The first two in the business projector series, the WXGA ones, as I mentioned, we already had a 4,000 and a 7,000. So now we're rounding out the series by offering a 5,000 and a 6,000 lumen projector. And for those, not familiar with the model numbers, these are VPL FHZ series. The Z in our projector model stands for Z Phosphor, which is our trademark name for the laser light source engine. So now we have, as I said, from 4,000 to 7,000 series, 4,000 to 7,000 lumens, which is really kind of the sweet spot of the installation category that you'll find in higher education or corporate applications, integration type settings where they're going to need some level of AV integration expertise, different lenses, other things to really add value, not only for, Sony, but for the integrators and a good presentation experience for the, ultimately for the end user.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. And what about the 4K resolution? What's the light output of those?
Yeah. So on the 4K, we were introducing two models. They're similar, but designed for different markets. They're both 5,000 lumens, 4K. One is the VPL GTZ 270, which is designed for applications such as museums or planetariums, entertainment type markets. And the other is the GTZ 280, which is designed for primarily for simulation, but really the end user or the integrator could decide which they want to use. The differences between the two are really just a little bit of feature set and inputs. On the 270, which is the model we'll actually have on the show floor, you can get things like HDR content playback, and you probably know HDR, yeah. High dynamic range, is becoming a big buzzword or a thing in the industry. They can produce full DCI range color, and they have a HDMI as well as DisplayPort 1.2 inputs. The GTZ 280, on the other hand, is designed more for simulation, so it has capability to do things like fast motion scenes that you might see in a flight simulator with very, very little blur, or infrared light output for like infrared goggles in simulators if you need to have that type of experience. All of our laser projectors, I should mention, because they're laser, you can mount them in any direction, any angle, so they're tilt free. They all have instant on, turn on in less than a second or two. And they all feature basically 20,000 hours, at least 20,000 hours of maintenance-free operation. That means, no filter and obviously no lab changes since there are no labs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when will these products ship? I mean, you announced them today, but are they available right away? Is it going to take a bit, or what's the scheduled ship date for these?
Yeah, there's take a little bit of time, but not too much. On the business projector ones, the FHZ 60 and 65, they will ship in August and September. And then the 4K ones start shipping right around the turn of the calendar year. So end of December, beginning of January is when availability is. And I should mention that they all have some optional lens choices. And, we're kind of proud to say, at least on the business projector side, they have all the way from a 0.65 to a 4.84 lens capability, which is pretty wide range.
Yeah.
And, I guess one last thing I'll point out on the business projectors, listening to market feedback that over the years, as I said, we've improved them in, generation to generation. Now we have built-in HD-based T connectivity in both of those business projectors models. And as I assume everybody knows, or maybe they don't, HD-based T allows you to put video and control over the single CAD 5 or 6 cable that distances up to 100 meter.
So yeah, and do you have to have for your eight? Are you do you have an adapter for yours to connect other HD-based systems, or is it plug and play with, for example, Extron and Crestron and AMX switching systems?
Yes, it's plug and play. So we're we work with them to get Crestron certified or Extron, et cetera. So you don't need the adapter on our end. Obviously, you need the transmitter side, but it receives it right into the projector.
Nice. That's good, because a lot of the projector manufacturers, you have to have an adapter. So that's good to know. And obviously, HD-based T is definitely a simplified way for connectivity, and is becoming more and more popular every month. And so those are some feature loaded projectors. Can I ask you a couple other questions about for example, control wise? Do you have obviously, you have RS-232 control, but what about IP-based control on these projectors?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure on the IP. I believe we do have RS-232 over IP, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I have to check.
All right. And I'll add that on to my description of the podcast when we figure that out, because I think that's one thing that people are becoming more and more cognizant of, because there's a lot of applications where you're putting in where you want network control of a system, and your previous generation did have it, so I'm assuming that it probably is on here as
if
well.
If it did, then I'm sure it does.
I'm
the market guy. I'd have to check with Mr. Sander Phipps on that. But
yeah, well, the previous generations did. So if you're saying that there's the same sort of control interface, then I'm sure you do. And then on the 4K projectors. You mentioned on the business projector you have a plethora of lenses. Do you know what lenses are available, like what the longest throw lens is? Because a lot of people are using 4K and I'm not saying necessarily these are meant for staging because of the applications you used are not staging applications, but people will put these projectors into auditoriums and lecture halls and things like that. Do you know what lens options there are available for the 4K line?
Yeah, we have two lens options that we'll start with on the 4K. One's a short throw, which is 0.8 to 1, mm-hmm. and the other, the normal lens, which is 1.27 to 273.
Okay. Yeah, so 273 is a good distance. So
Yeah, and I should point out that the 4K projectors come without a lens, so you purchase your choice, whereas the business projectors will come with a standard lens and then options to change it.
And again, Sony's at booth 2200. Again, you can't miss them going into the show. And Mark, I really appreciate your willingness to share this information prior to the show. You have, I mean, Sony's definitely the leader right now in laser projection. You have definitely the biggest product line. I think this makes seven, is that right?
Yep.
Seven different laser products now.
This would make seven, not counting color variations. Yep.
Yeah, and so that's a big deal. And for those of you who really haven't followed what's going on with laser, you should definitely go to Sony's website because you have some great educational pieces on how laser phosphor works. And if you haven't looked at laser since the beginnings of laser 5 or 6 years ago when people were sort of introducing beta products that weren't really shippable, it's very different. In fact, the laser phosphor products you guys have, from a projection standpoint, look the most like CRT projection than anything that has come out since CRTs as far as colorimetry. And I think that's a big deal. I mean, your colorimetry on your laser phosphor product line is the best in the industry that most people I think would universally agree that, especially with the breadth of the product line that you guys have. So I think it's great that you guys are really pushing this technology to where you are because I think it'll benefit the industry in a big way.
Great. Well, I'm glad you actually noticed that because, as you know, I'm sure, and hopefully many of the listeners know, Sony was basically the leader in CRTs, whether TVs or monitors or whatnot. And we still have many of those engineers that have long experience working with phosphors, which is what led us to the whole blue phosphor laser. So
Yeah, I
glad
mean,
to see
and
it
you
coming
can't,
to life.
yeah, and you can't get better colorimetry than mixing those two together. Than if you went to phosphor itself. So I think having the right light outputs and the right form factors for different applications has been sort of the hole. And now you've filled it with these four new projectors. So I wish you the best of luck. Of course, we'll come by your booth and we'll shoot videos on all these new products. And of course, if you haven't had a chance to read the more specific details on the four products that were launched today, head on over to our website at ravepubs.com. We have the press release posted there. And again, Mark, I really appreciate you joining us today. Best of luck at InfoComm.
Great. Thank you very much, Gareth.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a great day.